Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Gill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Gill. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brucker juggles the ball. That's an error on Brucker. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from York and he is safe. Werber steals second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brucker moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a pop-up in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gill moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out. Gill moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Chapman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Chapman. Gill scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Lobbs steals second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Lobbs steals third. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Christman reaches second base with a double. Lobbs scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobs. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White now playing center field. Chet Lobbs now playing left field. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lottigiani takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. There goes Lottigiani trying to get to third. Lobs throws the ball into Christman, who tags Lottigiani for the out. One out. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ace Parker pinch runs for Lynn Nelson. Mulehaus pinch hits for George Caster. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parker moves to third. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman juggles the ball. That's an error on Christman. Parker scores. Haas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ace Parker now playing shortstop. Chubby Dean now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brucker strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Finney now playing first base. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lodigiani picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lodigiani. Fox moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Christman reaches second base with a double. Lobbs moves to third. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brucker fields it and tags Lobbs for the out. Christman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Dean reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Lawson covering, for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Finney reaches second base with a double. Dean scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes pinch runs for Earl Brucker. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.